From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. As Cook County approaches the November 2nd general election, the issue of write-in candidates surfaces. At least one write-in is announced for Grand Marais Mayor. Larry Bear Carlson says he'll challenge former Mayor Mark Sanbo. According to County Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers, there are some rules for write-ins, especially those who actively seek write-in votes. Powers says election judges don't have to count Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Superman unless those names actually do represent real people candidates. Write-ins with given names who also use nicknames in state and federal elections are counted separately and the results are not added together. However, Powers said in smaller local elections where candidates are better known, election judges will still separate the given name and nickname votes, but the canvassing board would more than likely combine them. In organized write-in campaigns, the use of pre-printed stickers with the write-in's name are legal to use. Because write-ins don't go through the voting machines, they slow down the final counting process. Powers said any candidate, write-in or otherwise, who accepts or spends $750 or more is required to file a contributions report with the state.
Tofty Township is on a mission. They want to build a senior-assisted living facility. Voters at the 2008 Tofty annual meeting approved the idea, and since then, the township's Board of Supervisors has been working to make it happen. The first step is to do a preliminary housing study to see if there's a need for it in the community. Housing Program Coordinator Nancy Grabko, who works with the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, or EDA, has been helping Tofty look for grants to fund the study.
I've been working with the Tofty Township for nearly 2 years now, looking to secure funds, matching funds, so that they can do an assisted living senior market study.
Tofty has committed $3,000 towards a study, but finding matching funds has proved difficult. After a grant application to the Minnesota Housing Partnership was turned down last month, Housing Coordinator Grabko recommended that Tofty Township ask the EDA for funding assistance.
You know, doing the study is nearly at the top of the list of priorities for the township. And being that we were unsuccessful in that grant application, and being that the EDA certainly is an entire Cook County service agency, you know, we made requests to the EDA to provide the match funds so that Tofty could move forward in doing the study. It's the very first step, and we can't do anything until we get a study that verifies that there's actually a need and a want, and then at that time, if that's identified, then our job grows in chasing lots of funding grant opportunities in order to get the place put up.
Grabko asked the EDA board to contribute $2,500 for the study from a special EDA housing fund, which the board agreed to at its September 14th meeting. Grabko says she and the EDA will continue to assist Tofty both in completing the study and in seeking future funding for the project.
We have a real need to provide this type of a facility so that our seniors can remain in the community that they love and they've lived in their entire life. And any one of us would want that when we get old.
Grabko will meet with the Tofty Township Board of Supervisors in early October to discuss the timeline for the study and the next steps in making the project, a senior assisted living facility in Tofty, a reality.
Both the Community Center and Library Committees are poised to move ahead with use of the 1% sales tax money as part of their project funding. Cook County Community Center Director Diane Booth and members of the new Community Center Steering Committee approached the County Board Tuesday with a request to proceed on contract negotiations with a construction management firm. Booth said the committee had reviewed a number of owner representatives and construction managers to help them lead the building of a new Community Center pool complex. Their choice was Orb Management of Alexandria, Minnesota. Booth said Orb had a lot of experience working in rural communities. Board Chair Fritz Sabania said he'd visited a project that Orb developed in Alexandria and was, in his words, quote, greatly impressed with their work. Booth said one of the reasons the steering committee went with Orb was their track record of awarding 70 to 80% of the project work to local contractors. The board voted to negotiate a contract with Orb Management and determine a process for funding preliminary studies. Negotiators would include steering committee members, a board member, as well as auditor-treasurer Brady Powers and county attorney Tim Scannell. The steering committee has set a ballpark amount of between $8 and $12 million for the community center pool project. They expect the management fees to range between 4.5 and 5.5% of the total project. The Grand Marais Library Board also sent a letter of intent to the commissioners, alerting them to the fact that they are close to selecting an architectural firm. They are seeking a firm that can oversee the expansion project from start to finish. The library board will be requesting sales tax money to fund an expansion design, probably in October.
The 25th Annual International Coastal Cleanup is scheduled for this Saturday, September 25th. The yearly event, sponsored by the Ocean Conservancy, is the oldest running cleanup of its kind. It started with a beach cleanup in Texas back in 1986, when 2,800 Texans picked up 124 tons of trash along 122 miles of coastline in 2 hours. 25 years later, nearly 500,000 volunteers in 23 countries across the world spend the day picking up trash along beaches, streams, lakes, and rivers. Each piece of trash is recorded, and precise data is collected and published, helping to identify the type and sources of the debris. Knowing what's there and where it's coming from will, according to the Ocean Conservancy, enhance efforts to find solutions to the global problem of trash in oceans and waterways, and change the policies and behaviors contributing to it. In 2009, 60% of the trash collected and cataloged consisted of single-use disposable items. Volunteers picked up 1.1 million plastic bags and more than 1 million beverage bottles from beaches, shorelines, and underwater in just 1 day, and enough plastic cups, plates, knives, forks, and spoons for a picnic for 100,000 people. Here in Minnesota, the Great Lakes Aquarium in Duluth sponsors the Minnesota Beach Sweep in conjunction with the International Coastal Cleanup. Cleanups are scheduled for several beaches in the Duluth area this Saturday and for Burlington Beach in Two Harbors. The local nonprofit Harbor Friends has sponsored fall beach cleanups in the Grand Marais area in past years, but the organization has not come forward this year and there are no events scheduled. More information about the Minnesota Beach Sweep is available on the Great Lakes Aquarium website.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.